Six recent suicides by yellow cab drivers helped spur the city council into action. Ride-hailing apps have cut into the bottom line for yellow cab drivers who are struggling to make ends meet. Yu Ming Kenny Chow, a cab driver whose body was found in the East River, owed $700,000 to his taxi medallion loans. Taxi drivers' loss of customers to ride-hail apps has only made the struggles worse. Legislation under the For-Hire Vehicle Regulation Package was sponsored by Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Bronx City Council members, along with the Council's Committee on For-Hire Vehicles. Brooklyn Council member Stephen Levin says the legislative package brings much-needed oversight and accountability to the ride-hail vehicle industry.
Even when we were last discussing this issue in 2015, the number of for-hire vehicles on our streets has almost doubled since that time. The market is, in fact, oversaturated, and as a result, drivers are struggling to make ends meet. So Intro 144 accomplishes several goals. First, it addresses the need to make pay more equitable for all drivers by pressing the pause button on the number of licensed for-hire vehicles, otherwise known as FHVs, on our streets. The one-year cap maintains our current level and prevents greater saturation of the market. I hear from drivers all across the industries who say that they're driving around for longer, having a harder time getting rides, and earning less income.
Levin's bill requires the Taxi and Limousine Commission to do a 12-month study on whether regulations are needed for the number of for-hire licenses and the licenses of ride-hail app drivers. It pauses new licenses for ride-hail drivers, except for those who have wheelchair-accessible cars.
One of my bills, 838B, it's a bill to regulate Uber.
Bronx Councilmember Ruben Diaz is chair of the City Council's Committee on For-Hire Vehicles.
We have to make a difference between regulating Uber and capping Uber. Capping Uber is for 1 year, regulating Uber is done for half no time. So one of my bills, again, 838B, is to regulate Uber. And if that bill is approved by you, my colleagues, New York City will make history, being the first city in the nation to regulate Uber.
Diaz's bill creates a new category for ride-hail services, which dispatch over 10,000 rides a day. The penalty for operating without the license is a $10,000 fine. Another bill in the package from Brooklyn Councilmember Brad Lander gives the TLC the authority to set minimum fares for trips. And while taxi drivers are hailing the legislation as a victory, some riders aren't so sure.
I have to take Uber from East Flatbush, and it's hard to wait for one. You have to wait like 15 minutes, and if they make Uber less available, I would have to wait probably even longer.
It would stop me from getting home on a night out. That's kind of what I normally use it for. If I'm late, it's late, and I don't want to go home like by transport, public transport. Or if I'm, you know, running super late to go somewhere, then I think it'll probably, impact me like that. I probably wouldn't go out as much and I'd be late.
Anything that's passed that's going to cause me as a customer to pay more money, I have a problem with that.
The yellow now is very down because of the Uber. We can't get any customer now.
This yellow cab driver who has been on the job for 6 years thinks Uber drivers cause too much traffic in the city.
The business is very down. We have problem to get the customer. The second two, we have too much traffic. You cannot drive fast because Uber, these people, they don't drive fast. Anytime he look is the call. That's why. He make too much traffic.
The package of bills now go to Mayor Bill de Blasio, who is expected to sign the legislation. Valerie Duray, WBAI News, New York.